The state legislature has worked for weeks on an effort to overhaul Maine's mining regulations, but it was mostly opponents that showed up at an unusual second public hearing on the same legislation. And as Mal Leary reports, it appears the committee is still divided on the issue, even after weeks of meetings and discussions.
You can't talk about mining regulations without a little history. In 2012, the Republican-controlled legislature passed the first overhaul of mining laws since 1991, instructing the Department of Environmental Protection to develop regulations for large-scale mining. Those proposed rules came out in January of 2014. But by then, the political makeup of the legislature had changed. Democrats were in control, and there were concerns the rules were too weak and posed too great a risk to the environment. So the legislature sent the rules back to the DEP for modification. This session, the legislature's evenly controlled by both parties, and DEP Commissioner Patty Aho thinks the changes emerging from some on the committee strike the right balance.
Your work on the provisionally adopted rules has actually made them more clear and easier to understand by all involved.
Also supporting the proposals is Teresa Fowler, the executive director of the Central Aroostook Chamber of Commerce. She says mining has changed and technology has improved so that good jobs can be created without posing the environmental problems of the past.
The technology has improved over the past hundreds of years, as has the understanding of consequences of actions. I get frustrated every time I come to these hearings because we hear all about the disasters of Callahan and Blue Hills, and we're not dealing in apples and oranges.
While the legislation would address mining anywhere in the state, the underlying issue driving the rules change is really one project. New Brunswick-based J.D. Irving Limited wants to develop a mine near Bald Mountain in Aroostook County, and that brought several area residents to oppose the legislation. Alice Bulstridge of Presque Isle testified against it the first time and says she's not been swayed since.
Since the mining bill draft became available just a little over a week ago, I have read it several times and researched as much as I could. I'm not reassured by any of it that it can adequately protect the environment.
She was joined by several others who say the changes don't do enough to protect the environment. Representative Bob DeShane, a Democrat from Hudson, questioned opponent Ellery Burrow to clarify his position.
When you read through the rules, what jumped out at you was saying, oh, that's way too weak?
If you want to devote to 3 hours or 4 hours to this, we can do this. No, in broad brush terms, so many areas seem to have words that didn't nail things down precisely.
Several environmental advocacy groups praised some of the changes proposed, but also pointed to problems. And the committee itself is split on the issue. Representative John Martin, a Democrat from Eagle Lake, helped draft the compromise proposal.
And I wish people would be honest with themselves. If they're opposed to mining, they ought to say so from the beginning and forget trying to work on a piece of legislation which they have no interest of ever supporting. I suspect they're probably opposed to even mining gravel.
That brought a sharp retort from Representative Denise Harlow, a Portland Democrat.
Just because you are voting against something, I think that you might still have valid ideas. And I did say that I'm not planning on voting for this and have been honest.
It's likely that when the legislation finally reaches the full legislature, many of the arguments brought up in the two public hearings will be echoed in lengthy floor debates in the House and Senate. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.